You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's up? What's up? Happy 2024, guys. We are more than halfway through the month, and this year has been such a blessing. It's been off to a rocking start. I hope the same for you. I want to check in before we dive into today's content on the podcast here, is I want you to check in with yourself, because I think I read somewhere recently that by the end of January, beginning of February is where most people's New Year's resolutions and goals have essentially died. Now, if you're listening to this, chances are you probably don't even write down New Year's resolutions or believe in them. I think resolutions is a word that doesn't really resonate with me, right? I think that's more for the masses, but I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and I want to share this with you. He talked about, like, I don't even believe in writing goals down, right? So, like, there's the common that write down resolutions. Then there's, I think, what many people in our world, right? Entrepreneurs, personal development, et cetera, real estate investors, they write down goals. I would put myself in that category, right? Like, I see the value in writing goals. And he gave me a different perspective. He gave me a different shift. And guys, I'm sorry, we're just going to dive right in here. So he said, instead of writing goals down, write down what you're willing to sacrifice. And I was like, damn, that's good, man. And I'm like, okay, so elaborate. So he's like, yeah. So instead of saying, hey, I want to accomplish whatever, right? I want to do this big deal. I want to make this amount of money. I want to have this body fat, lose X amount of weight. Say, there's nothing wrong with that. And you should probably still do that. But I think from his perspective, what he was sharing is that what's even more powerful, what's even more impactful is, what are you willing to sacrifice? Because when you strip it all down, what you're willing to sacrifice will determine if you ultimately end up accomplishing that goal anyway. So think about it. Say you want to make a certain amount of money. There's going to be certain things that not only you have to do, but there's going to be certain things that you need to stop doing. One of the powerful exercises that I take people through that I work with personally is keep, stop, start. What are the 1 to 3 things that you need to keep that are serving you, that are aligned with your goals and your vision, right? Or maybe the things that you choose to sacrifice. What are the things that you need to stop doing that are holding you back? Maybe you're drinking. Maybe it's pornography. Maybe it's a toxic relationship. Maybe it's the people you surround yourself with. Like, there's all these vices. Maybe you smoke. There's things that you know at your core are holding you back from being the best version of yourself and ultimately accomplishing your goals. And then what are the things that you need to start doing? Maybe you need to start reading more. I've gone through seasons in my life where, like, I really plug in and read a lot. Then sometimes I kind of take a break. And now I'm in a season where, like, I'm dedicated to reading more every single day, like consistency. I'm dedicated to doing certain things that I know are going to push me further along, help me become the best version of myself, help me to then. And here's the cool thing. Here's what's really, really driving me, guys, is because I'm focused on my personal development and growing as a person. It's ultimately not because we have one crack at this, God has designed me a certain way and I want to multiply my talents, but, like, if I'm choosing to become a better person, I can then now take that knowledge, the experience, the different things that come into my world, and I can now act as a funnel and pour that back into people I work with, pour that into my family, my friends, the community, you, the audience, right? Like, so it's almost selfish choosing not to grow, because then you don't have the ability to pour into others, right? Like, you can't pour from an empty cup. Yours has to be full so then you can pour into others. And the cool thing is that there's so much abundance out there that once you pour out, if you feel depleted, you can plug back in and you can refill your cup and then you can refill others. So hopefully, guys, this isn't too much in the clouds. You know, sometimes I get going. This wasn't even part of the agenda, to be honest with you. And when I say agenda, I always use that word, like, loosely, because I don't necessarily have bullet points or scripts when I hop on the podcast, and I just share from the heart and I just share things that I'm thinking, things that I'm going through. And speaking of, I'm going to reference another friend of mine who's a mentor, a coach in many ways. It really got me thinking about, like, this phrase, this concept of, like, my core five. Like, who are your core five? Who are the core people that you can go to plug in, to fill your cup, to contribute to them and fill their cup? The people that have done so much work on themselves that they can share something, articulate a thought, an idea in a way in which it just expands your mind, right? So that word expand, I have every year I try to choose a word for the year that represents, it's kind of like my North Star for the year. And as I was thinking through the word of the year, the word expand and expansion was really, really coming up for me. My wife and I attended a retreat and the word steward came up for me. So expansion and stewardship, expand and steward are probably the two words that resonate the most with me now for 2024 and the season I'm in. And anyways, going back to this core five, audit your core five. Who are the people that you can plug into that are further along in the journey, right? And I'm not just talking financially. I'm not just talking business. It could be spiritually. It could be emotionally, right? It could be physically, health and fitness. Like, we have all these different areas of our life. And what you do, your business or how much money you make doesn't define who you are. I want to go ahead and be crystal clear with that, right? Because I think so many of us that, especially if you're listening to this, you want more, you want growth. And I honor you for that. I think that's amazing. And I think you're plugging in because in some way, maybe I fill your cup, or in some way, I give you that inspiration, or I give you a perspective or an insight, which, by the way, most of which I didn't come up with on my own. It's things I experience. It's conversations I have. I've had so many people pour into me. My core five has poured into me like crazy over the last week. And one of those people shared with me, she texted me something that was so vivid and so powerful. You know what I'll do is, just in case anybody's watching the video, I'll put it up on my screen. Or not the screen, I'll flash my phone. But let me try to depict and explain this very simple but powerful image that she texted me. And we were talking about when we're clutching onto something, when we're holding something in, think of like having a clenched fist, right? Imagine you were going to punch something. Imagine you were going to punch a punching bag. You clench your fist. Well, imagine you're holding onto something within your clenched fist. And imagine you had the other hand behind your back and somebody wanted to give you something. You needed to like grab something. Well, by clenching your fist, it's very difficult to grab onto something else. And we were having a conversation about sometimes we need to let go of something in order to receive something greater that's in store for us. And she goes, have you ever seen the image of XYZ? And I'll explain it in a second. I was like, no, I haven't. So she texted to me. And right when I saw it, like within a split second, I'm like, wow. So it's an image of a little girl clutching. She's clutching. She's holding on to this little teddy bear. And right in front of her is God with his hands out. And in the image, you see a big teddy bear, kind of like almost like a backpack behind God, like this big teddy bear. And the caption above God is, just trust me, dot, dot, dot. And the caption above the little girl clutching this teddy bear is, but I love it, God. She loves it so much. God is asking her, give me this little teddy bear. And what she can't see, but we can see in the image, is that God's got a much bigger, more beautiful teddy bear for this little girl. And man, it hit me like a ton of bricks. You start to kind of audit the different things you do, the different things you're involved in. Again, your relationships, your core five, your circle, where you're at, in what season and what journey of life you are in. And you start to think about like, what are the things you're holding on to? Because you value them so much, but the very act of letting them go or even thinking about letting them go is opening you up to something greater to receive. That's something I've really, really just been kind of thinking about and processing. And I'm in a place right now where I'm trying to be very still. And the irony is that 2024 has gotten off to just a crazy start. If you haven't heard from previous podcasts or if you haven't caught it on social media, I put out a post right after Christmas. And the post said, if I could help you get your first storage deal within 6 to 12 months, would you take me up on that offer? It's a very simple post, not very many words. And that post got bombarded. I think it has over 220, 230 comments, I think, and about 110, 120 people that raised their hands. And I've had the opportunity to connect with so many people, and it's been fascinating because I get to hear people's language. I get to get an insight into how they think, what drives them, what motivates them, what are the fears that hold them back, what are the limiting beliefs that it's the glass ceiling above them that they can't see, but I can clearly see from standing on the outside of the jar. I now have some one-on-one coaching clients that I am personally pouring into to help them get their first storage deal. It's incredible because I have so much respect for somebody who's willing to go out there, make a significant investment, bet on themselves, trust me, and go after what they want. You know how many conversations I've had with people over the last week and a half to 2 weeks about them telling me regrets about what they didn't do in the past and how great it could have been, but because they ultimately fear held them back? at the core, the essence of it is fear gets in the way. And the loss or the pain of whatever they think might happen far outweighs their desires and their goals. And some of those people decided to go in a different direction and say, hey, I've been thinking about doing this. I saw your post. It's timely. I've been following you on the podcast and your journey from single family to storage and everything. And now these people are betting on themselves, and I'm grateful. And it's a responsibility at the same time for me to pour into them. Those coaching calls started this week, and I'm just super excited about that direction and the ability to pour into them. So I'm not even going to say a shameless plug, because I truly believe if you have something great to offer that can help people, I think it's your duty, it's your job to like scream it from the mountaintop. So if you guys want to connect with me, this isn't for everybody. It's just a very, very small group of people I'm personally working with one-on-one. Text me the word storage deal to 305-318-6213. 305-318-6213. But guys, this isn't even the purpose of this podcast episode. It's more about the things I shared with you prior to that. It's more about auditing your core five. It's more about listening to yourself, like trying to put yourself in a place of stillness and surrender. And then ask yourself if you're clutching onto something that you might love, and it may or may not serve you, but is there something greater for you? And don't get this twisted with shiny object syndrome. I'm not sitting here telling you, like, go chase all these different things and then start something and stop. That's not what I'm saying at all, right? So like, read between the lines here. But if you've been doing something, if you're committed to something, there's so much friction and you're trying all these different ways to go through it, under it, over it, around it, and you just feel like you just keep hitting a wall, lean into your core five, right? Listen to yourself. Listen to your intuition, your gut, the guidance that God, depending on your faith, gives you. Lean into that and then ask yourself, are you holding on to something because of fear? Is it rooted in scarcity and fear, or is there something greater for you on the other side? Are you meant to go through this because there's something greater for you? So guys, these conversations I've had over the last week with my core five have inspired the content for this podcast episode. And I want to come on here and just be even more of a truth teller and seek the truth and share like what's really going on, and sharing struggles and challenges and victories and triumphs, because that's life. That's life. We're going to have highs. We're going to have lows. And that's why I'm such a big believer in just growing yourself. What's that saying? Don't ask for life to be easier. Ask to become stronger. I'll leave you with a quote that I heard, and hopefully I can find it here because I think it was so powerful. Here it is. I forgot who said this. I'm sure if you Google it, we can give credit to the author. But good times create weak people. Weak people create bad times. Bad times create strong people. And strong people create good times. I'm going to repeat that because it's worth repeating. Good times create weak people. Weak people create bad times. Bad times create strong people. And strong people create good times. So I thought it was a very, very powerful quote. Really, really resonated. So guys, with that being said, thank you so much for hearing me out, for allowing me to kind of just share my heart with you. Hopefully this connects in some way, but I so appreciate you for tuning in here to the Flip Empire Show. Make sure that you're subscribed. Every single Monday morning, new shows are coming out. Again, if I can support you or serve you in any way, if you have any interest in being privately and personally coached to your first storage deal within 6 to 12 months, text me the word storage deal, 305-318-6213. Have a blessed day. I will connect with you on the next one. Take care. Hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, you know, I've had a lot of people recently reach out to me wanting to learn more about Ascend, wanting to understand how the mastermind component works, how the coaching relationship works. And so right now we're actually on a waiting list. But what I would encourage you to do is, if you think you're the right fit and you think you could benefit from being a part of our community, head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, watch the short video, and then just click the apply to join button below. And then we'll be in contact with you if and when a spot opens up. So really appreciate you listening to Flip Empire here. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next show. Take care.